obviously enjoy the experience of playing in this game. This has been, I mean, obviously a dream come true, you know, many times over. It takes a lot of hard work to get here. I'm not thinking about retirement. I'm thinking about the Super Bowl and trying to win the most important game of the year. It's going to take a lot to do it.
Time now to check in with Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, offering the products and services you need, from checking accounts to mortgages, all with the service you deserve. Visit rfcu.com, federally insured by NCUA, excess funds fully insured by MSIC, equal housing lender. Jeff Howe with us in the broadcast booth, high above the field level here at U.S. Bank Stadium, where they are still out there painting hash marks on the field just hours before kick. Hi, Jeff. What's up?
No, just watching, taking it all in, watching the NFL stumble over the logos.
Jeff is disheveled. I can tell you're a little disheveled coming in, as many people were trying to get into the stadium today. But we do have a little bit piece of breaking news. Tom Brady told Jim Gray of Westwood One that we will see him playing football next year. I wouldn't quite sound the breaking news sounder for that, but there was a question today about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Tom,
will you be playing football next year? And the answer was yes. So Brady confirming that there is no shot of him retiring, which very few people believe there was. But there was a report today, a discussion among people on ESPN that kicked around the idea that there was rumor and speculation around the league that one or both of them might call it quits. Brady says, not true, you'll see me next year.
I always love that. I've compared that to, like, you know, baseball free agency, when it's like, I talked to an NFC West executive who believes the Red Sox are going to trade for Giancarlo Stanton or whatever. And it's like, why does what I truly only, like, with Brady, I've always taken what he says at face value. He wants to play until he's about 45 years old. He's said that a million times over the years. So it's like, again, you just got to take him for his word. And with Bill Belichick, because obviously they're tied in together with this stuff, I truly believe, and this is not through any information I have, but it's just kind of understanding the situation and being around this team as a reporter for 9 years, I truly believe that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are the only two human beings on earth who know how long Bill Belichick is going to be coaching this team.
Also on the news front, we have the inactives for the Patriots. They have been put out, and there are no surprises on this list. Alan Branch inactive for the game, along with Mike Gillisley, David Harris, Cole Croston, Kenny Britt, Jake Hollister, and Bernard Reedy. All those guys inactive.
The exact same inactive list as the AFC Championship game, with the exception of Adrian Waddle is now healthy. So Croston goes back. He's a healthy scratch, I think, now for the 15th time this season. So all those guys are healthy scratches. Branch has been a healthy scratch for 3 weeks, even though he's been on the injury report. And, you know, Gillisley, he's healthy, but I think he was healthy probably the last 2 weeks, too.
Jeff, what are you hearing? Obviously, we know Gronk was cleared on Thursday, but what are you hearing about him? Is this just a normal game for Gronk, or are there any limitations stemming from the concussion he suffered in the AFC Championship game and that hit by Barry Church?
I truly believe he's full go, and I think a concussion, I don't care about the magnitude of the game. I think, if anything, if you're going to clear a guy, that means he's a full go, with the way that the NFL treats these things nowadays. So from what I hear from him, when he came back to practice last week over the weekend, conveniently the day the injury reports went away, Gronk was running around with his hair on fire and looked like old Gronk. This week, again, another strong week. And you kind of, I was thinking about this the other day, when you see Gronk come back from an absence, whether it was the suspension earlier this season, any of the injuries over the course of his career, and then you got the concussion from the last couple weeks, and the fact that he didn't play in last year's Super Bowl, you are going to see a Gronk who is as motivated to go out and perform well and have a big game as you've ever seen, as you've probably ever seen. So I think this could be a game where, again, he just has a monstrous type of performance.
You know, along those lines of retirement talk, there was this tweet from Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. He writes, "This is a 99% wild guess, but it would not shock me at all if Gronk retires after tonight's game." Now, he's saying it's a 99% guess, but we do know there is a strong relationship between the agent for Rob Gronkowski and Mike Florio. So is it really a 99% guess, or is it a 95% guess?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Isn't that an odd tweet?
It is. What, like, if you have that information and you have a chance to really break that story and you feel it's real, and I'm not taking a shot at him, but, like, just go all in. You know?
Yes.
You say, like, I have the information.
Is there something to it? Is there something that he's hearing from either the agent or someone close to the agent or one of the brothers? Or is there something in there that led him to believe this could be a real possibility? And he doesn't want to say it's a possibility. He just want to go, oh, I'm just taking a guess. I don't know. I think that's a little odd to be putting out there. Again, this was about an hour ago on the day of the game.
Do you know what
without having some sort of inkling that's something that could be in play, even if it's unlikely that it could be in play after this game.
Totally legitimate point of discussion, but we've had all these stories today, and I know Diana Russini sort of walked her thing back. You know, Brady and Belichick could walk away. Gronkowski could walk away. Do you know what this speaks to? The fact that all week long, this game has had no buzz.
Yeah.
Like these are the stories. The fact that Patriots principals could decide not to play next season on Super Bowl Sunday, these are the stories that are coming out because there's been no buzz around this game this week.
Yeah, and look, if you feel like you're confident enough that you're the only one who has that info, you can wait until the day of the game to put it out there. But again, you know, the other side of it is, you know, you're always trying to get a feel for these things, and I understand that there's a possibility that Gronk plays on a similar incentive-based contract bonus structure next season, the one that he installed into his contract before the start of this season. So, again, I think there's already been an eye toward 2018 from Gronk and his camp. That doesn't mean that he's definitely coming back and playing, but clearly they're already thinking
about it. Well, then I would say, Jeff, sorry to cut you off, but then I would say that this report from Florio, and I'm guessing here, I'm 99% guessing when I say this about Florio's 99% guess, it's a negotiating tactic from the Rosenhaus camp. Oh, you know, Gronk could walk away if you don't give him a new deal. If you don't give him a new deal with some big fat guarantees in there, he's ready to walk away.
You know, he
doesn't really need football, so you got to incentivize him to play. That's my 99% guess on that.
The current money he has, it's really not worth it for him to keep playing. He just had that concussion a couple of weeks ago.
Back's bad.
Yeah, he's starting to really consider his future. But if you were to give him, I don't know, a fat stack of money, he'll probably keep doing it. Could be one of those deals.
Really good guessing there, Chris.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. Just in terms of this game, you know, talking a little bit about, you know, the Super Bowl 52, which is going to be played here in about 3 hours.
If they paint the field on.
If they get those hash marks down.
We all saw what James White did last year in Super Bowl 51. Is that this type of game for him? Because one thing that struck me when I watched some of the tape of the NFC Championship game with the Vikings, it seems like, you know, Jerick McKinnon, they tried to get him out, and Keenum was on the ground before they could even throw it to him. So in this game, do you think Lewis and James White and Burkhead will be asked to not only go out on pass patterns, but to chip some of these defensive ends and pass rushers on their way out and try and slow them down that way?
Yeah, look, I think there's going to be a lot of that, and you got to keep an eye on the middle of the field because they sag Kendricks and Bradham sort of deep into their zones over the middle of the field. Some, you know, not too dissimilar from the way the Patriots have done that in the past when they've had injury situations with their two inside linebackers. So, you know, you get a chip on the edge and then you run that option route, which they practice a ton, getting that footwork down. You know, once you get into space, do you cut it off into an out route? Do you go over the middle? Do you just sit down? So this is that type of game I could see. And then, you know, I asked Ivan Fears earlier this week, like, you know, you had Kevin Falk with that famous two-point conversion, the birth of the Kevin Falk play. You got Antoine Smith having a couple huge Super Bowls. Corey Dillon had a big Super Bowl. Danny Woodhead had a big Super Bowl. Shane Vereen, James White. Do you take a lot of pride in the fact that you have gotten your running backs to play their best games in the biggest stage
that's
of the year?
Point.
So that's a trend that they have developed in the handful of times that they've been at the stage.
Jeff, looking forward to your coverage of this game after the fact. Thanks for the time today and all season long.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald with us on Patriots Preview. Coming up next, Chris, we have a broadcasting legend that will join us. Merrill Reese of the Philadelphia Eagles Radio Network will be with us right here in Minneapolis. That's coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.